world, back again. It is the Country Rep Report. It's your boy, Big XL.
What up, what you do, Spank?
And I just want to say, in my studio, it is hotter than... y'all see that? I need a makeup person. That is sweat on the side of my neck. I am sweating. All right, y'all know what we do right here on the Country Rep Report. What we do is we give y'all our opinions on some of the best videos in country rap music today. Now, a lot of times you might see some videos you feel like this ain't country rap, but these are also artists and songs that we feel like will be appreciated by fans of the country rap genre. So please bear with us and check out all these artists, okay? All the links to every video we review is in the description area. So please click on those videos, watch them, and give us your personal opinions on those videos. And also be sure to subscribe to the page, click like, and hit that bell for you to be notified anytime we drop an episode. And last but not least, please visit countryrapreport.com for all your country rap needs.
Also, if anybody is watching this, if you can, just scroll on down, hit the like, please. And whether you're doing it during the premiere or it's your first time watching it somewhere else, please hit the like. And if you are listening to this on your favorite podcast network, because we are there now, if at all possible, could you follow us or subscribe to us? That means a lot. Thanks.
All right, man, let's get this thing started, man. First video up today is an artist who goes, and I'm probably saying this right, but I think the artist goes by the name of MZG. MZG. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Okay.
MZG. And the name of this joint is Blood Brothers, and it features one of our favorite, Matt Towns. We hadn't heard from Matt in a while.
True.
All right. Now, I'm going to jump right in and say, first and foremost, this video had like a nice little wood scene, and it's like they shot it on a train. I really, really dug MZG's flow. He had that little grimy type flow, which I'm used to being accompanied by kind of a faster beat, but I did really appreciate his voice, his delivery, and his flow. I like this voice. And, you know, my man, Matt Town, comes through. He talks about being a country trapper. He's from the country trap. He talks about, you know, basically coming off addiction, something that we discussed on our interview with him. And I think these guys had some nice chemistry. And I was really digging that little walk by MZG in the video. That little, I called it the Rock and Roll Express walk for all my old school wrestling fans, because he was walking like the Rock and Roll Express used to walk in the ring. But I really was digging MZG. I think he's part of Alabama, like my man Matt Towns. I think the guys really complimented each other on this record. I wasn't really fancy on the beat. It was kind of a little generic for me.
And really?
To me.
I actually like the beat.
I like both their flows, and to me, they both outshine the beat.
Okay.
And the video was directed by my man Jordan Williams. Hadn't seen any work by him before, but he directed his video.
Well, since you ended with the video guy, I'm going to start with the video guy. I'm not sure I like the angles that they were using in the video, but I did like the coloring. The coloring was pretty decent. MZG, do you, what if you're supposed to say it like MCG? MCG, I don't know. MZG. I'm trying to figure out. I don't know what the fuck. Maybe you'll tell us what it is. Good voice. His lyrics was just okay, though. Not bars, just typical talking shit and cussing while you're rapping. Matt Towns, though, he represented well. He did not get out of character, and I was expecting him to get out of character, because the first dude was definitely country trap. And even though Matt Towns came from that lifestyle previously, he wasn't country trapping, because I don't think he cussed at all. Now he's still staying clean in his raps, and I really appreciated that. His style, he didn't change it either. Usually when features come on, they somewhat adapt to whoever they're working with, and I was amazed that Matt still stayed who he was on this definitely trapped out beat. It was a good mesh of the two styles. And I think the beat is probably what done it in for me. But it was a good record. I got to hear more from MZG before I, you know, go all the way in, or before I buy all the way in. I heard just a lot of cussing and talking shit. I didn't hear a lot of lyrical ability. And I'm, as a student of hip hop, I kind of need to hear that before I can say that you are, you know, a true rapper. It was just bragging and boasting. And we hear that, you know, just in conversation.
I love me some shit talking. And I love me some bragging and boasting.
He was definitely doing that, though. Definitely doing that.
And you're right. I don't know if Matt Towns cursed. Matt Towns, like, had some brand new fresh boots that look like the ones I have. they did look very familiar to mine. And but Matt Towns, he did stay true, like you say, stay true to what he does. But he did mention he's from the country trap.
Right, right.
But I don't know, man. I thought it was a good video. It makes me want to hear more from my man MZG.
Yes, me too.
All right, next up, it was an artist that you sent me this. And when I watched this, I was like... and it's an artist that I'm not sure if we'll ever review ever again.
Probably never.
We're reviewing him now. And he goes by the name of Ghost Mane. And the name of this joint is Fed Up. On my paper, I literally have wrote down, what the fuck?
that's the first thing I got.
I got, what the fuck? Guess what the second thing I got?
Right.
Marilyn Manson.
Yes, you get that vibe.
It definitely has a Marilyn Manson vibe. And I, you know what? I was about to say, scratch this and tell you, like, pull it out. I was like, but you know what, though? Because the flow is weird as shit too.
Yes.
Because I was like, if this fucker starts singing, this shit out of here. We're not talking about it. But right. He start rapping.
Right, right, right.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. This man got, I went to his IG while I was watching it. I mean, this man got 2.2 million fans. So there are definitely some people that's rocking with him. And we definitely don't know who he is. And we're going to talk about it. I thought his flow was different and weird.
Yes.
But the name of the song was Fed Up. And he's actually, if you listen very closely, he's talking about bearing arms and basically being fed up with the shit that goes on to society. This song actually has a political overtone to it. You just got to listen.
Right.
And the visual, bro, if you're
visually
thing, that shit is off the chain.
Visually. If this were country rap, it'd probably be the video of the year. But because it's not. Now, this is one of those, of course, and that was the disclaimer. This is one of those that when you watch it, you're going to be like, this ain't country rap. We're telling you this. You know, maybe we need to start highlighting like star.
No.
So just so people know that this ain't country rap. But this is, you done with your review? I didn't mean to butt in.
No, I'm done.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
Just saying, no, I'm not going to hold a hand. We give them a disclaimer. Shit.
Okay. All right, well, like you, when the video first came on, I was like, what the fuck? You know, so they're like 10 seconds in, I'm like, okay, I'm going to need an exorcism, you know, because this shit finna get weird. You know, what the fuck? Then I'm like, do I need to mute it? Because I don't want no devils, you know, jumping out this TV screen. Then about a minute in, I'm like, oh, hell, let me text Reverend Jones and holler at the rabbi, you know, call up Sister Mary Jo. Do I know a Buddhist? Because I'm finna need some cleansing from watching this shit. You know, after you get it, once you hear the hook, you're stuck. And it comes in, it's slow developing, but when the hook hits, and you know when the hook hits, because that beat and that hook start at the same time, when it hits, you're like, okay, do I need to pay more attention to it? If you don't want to watch the video, you don't have to watch the video. Listen to the song and listen to the beat, because when that beat drop and that hook hit, it's a wrap. You're sold in at that point, because it's very catchy. But if you want to come back to the video, like Vic said, the video is weird as fuck. There is no making any other words about that. But it is worth listening to, just for the bars and just for the hook. It's just for that alone, it is worth a listen. And 5.9 million views. 5.9 million people agree that this is worth a watch just for one watch. But there's a whole list of good effects that are happening in this video. They spend a lot of money on the effects, so this is definitely a lot in post-production for the video-wise. But lyrically, the dude's got it. He's got a very weird voice. He's heavy on the baritone. Like, if you really have to pay attention to understand what he's saying, because he's so deep with his vocals. They need to be balancing it with some highs, with a whole bunch of highs, and maybe even have him do two-part harmonies and come a little higher, way out of that baritone, because you definitely got to pay attention to the lyrics. Maybe even like tune everything else out just so you can understand what he is saying. He's worth the listen, though. We're telling you country rap folks this. He is worth the listen just for this song, because this is some of the subject matter that you guys be touching on too in some of your lyrics. But the video, very well put together. I don't know who did it. I don't know if we even mentioned who did it, but this is some cinematography that is award-winning on the small circuit, if they wanted to run through like small screens or film festivals and shit like that, he would be perfect for that. But this is a very good body of work just from this project. And I tried to watch some of his other stuff. It got weirder than this. So if you ain't into this, the other stuff is going to take you even further out of the matrix. So don't even bother. But I think you would like this one just for the hook and the beat, like I said.
Now, when I was seeing the video, I expected to give me a major rock influence.
Right.
Does his other music have a rock influence?
His other music, it's the same. It's a very heavy, it's dark. It's very, very dark. Hip hop, definitely, because the beats are, I think it's more EDM than rock, even though rock and EDM are first cousins, but also EDM has a very heavy hip hop influence as well. So he's in the middle there, and he rides that line real. He jumps back and forth from the rock, from the EDM to the hip hop. He's on that, and nobody else is. Well, there's probably quite a few people that are doing it, but they're doing it in the EDM space. He just happens to rap on an EDM type beat. And it was a dope project. I liked it.
Did this video give you major label feelings?
Just from the budget alone, it did, yes. But I didn't research to see who he was signed to.
Yeah, it definitely gave me some major label vibes, because it just seemed like it was money spent on that video.
Let me look it up, see who he is signed to, because it's, you can't hide this shit, because that's way too much.
Black Blood, bro. The video had Black Blood.
Oh, he's on Warner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man, a lot of times I think that's a knack that we both have, because this thing definitely gave me major label vibes.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, man, we're going to keep it moving on past Mr. Ghost Mane. Like I said, probably first and last time we'll talk about him.
Right.
Next up, we had an artist who goes by the name of Cornbread. First time we had an opportunity to talk about him, the name of this joint was Just Me.
Cornbread.
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 Just Me. You want to start off on this?
Yeah, this wasn't one of my favorites, you know, but okay, lyrically, he's not the best, but he's also not the worst. And I'm going over my notes. Practice rhymes, because some of the stuff that he was saying was kind of basic. He should be focusing on his cadence as he tries to improve. I don't know if he's been rapping a while. That's why I'm saying this. I think he's kind of fresh. Maybe a rookie on the scene, or somebody just trying to experiment with it to see if it sticks. If he's going to do it, practice your cadence, your rhyme, and your focus on your rhyming patterns. And your pattern is really dictated by the metronome and the beat. Now, whatever that is, however you go, there's two ways you can do that. You can either ride the beat, or you can be, well, three ways. You can be in front of the beat, you can ride the beat, or you can be behind the beat. However you do that, you got to stick to it so that you're staying within rhythm on that. If you are not going to do that, then you are going to sound like you are off rhythm, and now you really sound like a rookie, and that's a turnoff to a lot of people. A lot of times in this review, he was sounding typical, which is why I said he sounded basic. The typical rhyming within a rhyme, but not rhyming at the end of the stanza. that is a stereotypical way of rapping for people that are in this genre. I don't want him to be stuck in that because I think he can do a little bit better, because there were hints of some real talent in there and some of the way he was trying to word some things. I think with a little bit more practice, maybe work with some other people that are in the genre, get some features so y'all collab or do whatever you want to do, and I think he can get better. But he's not bad. We've heard bad. We've heard people that should not be doing this and should just go to back to school and, or, you know, go to Dairy Queen or whatever you're going to do. But he could potentially have a future here. He just needs to practice and get a little better.
And I agree with what you're saying. He seems like he might be, by just looking at his numbers, okay. Amount of views on the video at the present time, the amount of followers he has on social media and the amount of posts. He seems to be new to it. I see the potential in him. When I hear the rhymes, I can tell that he wrote them, but it tends to sound like a run-on. And he doesn't seem as confident as most rappers do, which sometimes, if it's your first or second time, you know, recording in the booth, or first or second time releasing something, that confidence comes as you put out more material, go to the studio more, and practice more.
Right.
I definitely see the potential. Two things. I see the potential, number one, because he's a young face.
Right.
He appears to be very, very young. Number two, he appears to be one of the type of artists that will definitely be able to wave that mantle of country rap. Because me, this record, the production, it embodied what traditional country rap fans and traditional country rap artists are. And he'll definitely be one who can carry that mantle on into, you know, his bodies of work as he progresses. So I definitely see a big future for this guy. I actually like the fact at the beginning of it, he talks about his quiet place. And I think a lot of us have a quiet place. And if we don't, we need one.
Agreed.
So I have a quiet place. And my quiet place is full of smoke. Because that's where I smoke at. But we all need a quiet place. So most definitely, one time for my man Cornbread. The video was shot by JC Pro. So definitely, definitely look forward to hearing more from him. All right, next up, I believe that's me, MC Shan. Pick up the mic for the simple. You know, before I bring up the last record, right?
Right.
Ever since we had our conversation with Bravo Gator, Stephanie has been on my mind, right?
Right.
To the point where I was like, you know what? And then that led me to Jacking for Beats. Here I am. I'm going to throw one of them ideas out there, hit you live on camera, some shit I ain't never talked about.
Okay.
So everything I say ain't don't mean act on it or think about it. It's just something. I just shift my shit to your brain.
Okay.
First of all, ask Heather how long my suit should stay on. I smell it. But anyway, so when we talked to Bravo Gator, remember I mentioned the symphony, he never heard it. I sent it to him, never heard anything back.
Right.
Then it made me go listen to Ice Cube. Give me that beat, fool. It's a full time jet move.
Right.
Remember that?
Right.
Classic hip-hop shit.
Right.
And then it made me go back, and it made me think that, and if, please, in the comments area, y'all can correct me. I've only heard one other artist do it. A jacking for beats. Not a jack for beat, but where a DJ mix up different beats.
Okay.
Because I've only heard two artists do it. Ice Cube with Jacking for Beats, the original.
Mm-hmm.
Which is on Spotify. For everybody watching the show, if you've never heard it, go right now to Spotify, Ice Cube, Jacket for Beats. One of the dopest things you'll ever hear. Do you know who else did it?
Who?
T.I. He did it twice.
On what?
So this is a hip hop collector's item.
Okay.
If you are out there and you own, you remember samplers?
Yeah, I remember. I had one. Yeah, I remember. What about them?
So, there are some samplers out there that are collector's item that had tracks that didn't make the album. If you have the original T.I. I'm Serious sampler.
First of all, nobody knows what a sampler is. Okay, I thought you were talking about a sampler, like you hit the bitch and it recorded the sample and then you did that. No, you talking about a sampler.
And I'm not talking about fish, chicken, and breadsticks. No, I'm not talking about that either. So, I'm talking about back in the day, you youngsters, they used to have a thing called a sampler. You would take your single and snippets of the other stuff off your project and you would give it away free.
Okay.
You remember those days?
I remember the samplers, yes.
I'm Serious sampler that had an original song, T.I., where he did Jacking for Beats like Ice Cube.
Where is this at? You still got?
I'm sure, but it's on YouTube.
Oh, I got to check that out.
And he done a part two. And I'm going to get back to the last person.
Is it going to be in the Hip Hop Museum? We got to get that.
I'm sure they have one in the museum. You know what? I remember them looking for one when they was opening the museum. Asking me, do you still have the I'm Serious sampler? I'm like, I don't know. Because I think
we need to put together a list of shit that we need to go looking for on eBay. So we can put it in there.
And it had the I'm Serious cover. Remember he was looking like that?
Oh, I remember the covers.
Yeah, but it was horrible, the album. But the last song was a T.I. Jacking for Beats. Then he redid it on one of the Gangsta Grills. But the original was the best. So if you get an opportunity, everybody out there, if you go to YouTube, type in T.I. Jacking for Beats. It's a part one and part two. Check it out. So that led me to thinking, you know, we was talking about a compilation.
Yes.
And then I was like, man, I wonder could me and Spank get a producer or a DJ to just run some interest, like shuka, shuka, a little bit of this beat, a little bit of this beat, and a little bit of this beat, right?
Right.
And then have somebody like Coco rhyme on it. Or I'm just saying, I don't know why I be thinking this shit, man. Because because I'm like, well, maybe it can be sold, or maybe it can be put on Spotify, because Ice Cube, Jacking for Beats, is on Spotify.
No, we can't jack nobody else's shit.
Ice Cube did.
Ice Cube is different. That was label-driven, too. Like, I'm not trying to pay anybody any royalties for using their shit. Or getting strikes because I'm using somebody else's music. Like, that's a different thing.
So if we just use a little...
If you will use...
1 minute of somebody's beat.
You can't use nobody's... No second of nobody else's shit. Now, you can use original beats and just have the DJ scratch it.
I want that effect of... I want a country rap artist to do a project on these industry beats, man. I want it. I want that.
We can't do that and monetize it. Only thing we would do, it'll just be out there. We could demonetize it and still get ads, but that money that would be streaming through there would go to whoever owns the music.
Okay, I'm sorry for the break in the show, people. That was just on my mind, man. I heard the Ice Cube record and I was like, man, I would love to hear somebody like Coco just jacking for beats.
I mean, we hear Jack for Beat every month when Broadnecks releases a song. So
no, but the jacking for beats is a difference between jacking for beats and beat jack. It's right. A difference. A beat jack is what Broadnecks is doing.
Right.
Jacking for beats would be if he made a 3-minute song, and in that 3-minute song, he had 5 beats.
And didn't Samson do that?
And every time the beat changed, his flow changed.
Samson or Versus did that. I can't remember who it was, but it wasn't Jack Beat, so it was.
Yeah, it died on original.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it loses the effect on originals.
I got you.
But because I don't know if you remember on Ice Cube when it was a part when it was like he scratched like and it was like da 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 da. It was the Public Enemy. Remember those horns of the Public Enemy?
Right.
But Ice Cube, he was like, when the horn came in, he was like, dun, 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 he was like, and even if you're down with my crew, I jacked them too. Anyway, I'm reminiscing, bro. I'm reminiscing. I got chicken soup on the mind. All right, man. Song of the day. And this guy is becoming one of my favorites. Mr. Bubby Galloway. And the name of this joint is Local Legend. I'm gonna start out. I just have two things to say. Number one, I really like his voice. And it seemed like it just got a little tweak of auto tune in there. Mm-hmm. I think that Bubby probably has some serious singing skills that are just waiting to bust out.
Okay.
This song basically was a homage, with him paying homage to, you know, fallen comrades in his neighborhood or in his area. And it just had a lot of nice little city scenes from his area. But it was definitely a good ride-out record.
Okay.
But Bubby is very talented for me.
I didn't have a lot of negative. I did wrote on here, if you're going to be a local legend or talk about local legends, in the video, you should do some sort of park scene and have the city behind you. Like, literally have a whole bunch of people from different parts of the city behind you just to show that support. But it was good vocals, good lyrics, dope beat. Bubby was a lot off rhythm in this video. Like, I'm looking at him trying to catch the rhythm of the beat, but he's really off rhythm. So I don't know if that was purposely done or he was trying to not be within rhythm or in sync with the beat. It was a little weird for me. But vocally wise, he was on point. I haven't heard what you were alluding to where he might have that yet, because I haven't heard him hit any notes live yet. All we've heard is recorded vocals, and he doesn't try to go outside of his pocket when he's recording. But if I can find some live videos of him somewhere, then I can probably give you what his range, what his true range is, or what he can and cannot hit.
Would Bubby Galloway be the country rap version of maybe a John B? Nah.
I think he's because he ain't making no chick records. He's better than that. He would be a more mellow Nate Dogg. Mm. He doesn't have that raspiness as Nate Dogg did, and sounding more in your face. Bubby's more smooth and laid back. Nate Dogg is probably the only one that I can give you the comparison to. I can't think of anybody else. Everybody else that I'm thinking of are actual singers that can belt, and I haven't heard that yet from Bubby.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely shout out to Bubby. I can't wait for Bubby to drop a project. I got to go to Spotify and see if I missed something on him, because everything we reviewed about Bubby, he's not giving us too much. He's giving me just enough to make me a fan.
Gotcha.
So, all right. Now you know what time it is. It is time for the
project shout out. Project shout out.
Ladies and boys and girls, this episode's project shout out. It's by a group that we've talked about on the show. I think we reviewed them at least once. The name of the group is Kentucky Music Mafia. All right.
We've never talked about them.
Yes, we have.
I don't think so. If it was, it was very, very, very early. But we haven't reviewed
early. It was definitely early.
We haven't reviewed anything by them since.
Well, we're talking about their project right now, because in May 6th, 2021 to be exact, they released a 10-song project called Moonshine and Bonfires. Like I said, it's 10 songs. The project featured notables like Jesse Keith Whitley, Shelby K, and Cindy Sticks.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know either one of them were on those records. That's cool. Now I got to go listen.
All right. Like I said, it's a 10-song joint. Came out in May, called Moonshine and Bonfires. 37 minutes. So it's not going to take too much of your time. Y'all definitely listen to it. And when you listen to it, make sure y'all hit them boys up on social media and tell them, hey, we heard about your project on the Project Shoutout on the Country Rap Report.
I hope that when we heard them, if I'm remembering correctly, they needed some mixing and mastering really, really, really bad because the vocals weren't even, if I'm remembering that review right. But I'll go back. I'll give them a second chance to listen to it. Why not?
I mean, I was going to pull out my notes. I thought you were going to talk a long time. And I was going to go back and find what song.
You got notes?
This is look, that's how old school I am. This is every episode.
No. My notes will go on here, but as soon as I'm done, I throw them away.
I got two things. Now, these are the notes.
Right.
Of the videos.
Okay.
These are the show. This is the show itinerary.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And I'm sure people are like, this old fucker is writing shit. Look. And these yes. are lead pencils. In a pencil cup. That's how old my. And you would be like, do this fucker got a computer? Thanks.
Yeah.
I just have a bunch of shit. Like, yeah. this, look. Do you remember the first episode who we reviewed?
Real review or?
That we're, like we're doing.
No, the first episode was Savannah Dexter. You did that one.
No. The first episode we decided to take the review lane.
No.
Shelby K, Buck Forrest, and the Sticks.
I don't know what it was about the Sticks.
Huh?
What song was it about? Okay. That was a long time ago.
Bad by Shelby K.
Yeah, long time ago.
Yes. But yes, this is every single episode. And we reviewed the Kentucky Music Mafia, and they had a record called Outlaw.
Okay.
And you said okay like you remember.
I remember the song now because I hated the hook.
And the song is on this project.
Gotcha.
All right. So again, Moonshine and Bonfires, Kentucky Music Mafia is our project shout out of the episode. All right. Let's recap. Start everything off with my guy, EMZG. I think that's how you, because I heard Matt Towns say it in the round. EMZG featuring Matt Towns. The name of that joint was Blood Brothers. Then we had Ghost Mane, first and probably last time on the show with Fed Up. Then we had Cone Red. Just Me and Mr. Bubby Galloway with Local Legend. Okay. All right. Anybody out there, man, if you got a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend who has a real video and would like it to be reviewed, all you got to do is send it in, man. And there's so many different ways you can send it in. You can drop us a link on Instagram on the Country Rap Report page. You can email it to countryrapreport@gmail.com. You can drop it in the Facebook group on Country Rap Report there. Send it. And let us know you sent it. And we're always working. We probably got about 20 videos to still review, if not more. And we're constantly finding shit every day. Now, I'm not one of these people who like to take credit for things. But it seems like the more we do shows, the more y'all drop videos.
Yeah.
And I don't know if all these got there. Back in the day, a little old school OG story, and I'm going to keep it short if we can do another episode. I used to have a show called Our Nation. And there were artists used to tell me, man, you are the highlight of my career. All I ever wanted to do was make it to Our Nation and have my video on the show and have myself be interviewed. Sometimes I hope that there are people like, I'm going to do a video because I can get a review on the Country Rap Report. I hope that we are some people's pinnacle.
I don't want us to be a pinnacle. I want us to be a stepping stone. We would be the first in the whole line of other people that would be talking about their project.
All right, so if you win a Country Rap Report award, would you be like, hell yeah, dog?
Well, not right now. I don't think right now they would be that excited. Maybe about a year once we grow and we are on other outlets, then it's there. Yeah.
Or can you see in 50 years this guy, man, back in the day, I wanted Country Rap Report Award. Yeah, I did. Saying all that to say, man, Country Rap Report Awards is coming. Coming soon. Okay. We just got to figure out how we're going to do it. Maybe we just do it like, because Heather done such an awesome job on that 100th episode.
Bro, she gave me hell with that 100. I had to pay my wife now because of that 100th episode. That was too much shit. My wife is on a weekly stipend because of that shit. So, no.
I'm saying, but I didn't. All right. Did you expect to get that many drops?
I expected about 4 or 5. I did not expect that many. And some of them surprised the shit out of me. Really? Yeah.
Because we got dropped by people we've never reviewed.
That was, yeah. I was like, who was that? What'd you do, fam? I don't remember talking about you. Yeah, it was weird. But it was some highlights in there. I really like Fathead though. Fathead said it all.
Yeah,
he spit.
All right, man. Again, shout out to everybody who checked us out for 100 plus episodes. We're gonna keep on rocking while y'all keep on rolling. Or should I say, we're gonna keep on rolling while y'all keep on rocking. Keep reviews coming. Keep tuned in. Keep locked in. Stop hitting that goddamn thumbs down. I'm still upset that somebody thumbed down the 100 episode. I'm still upset about that. I'm not gonna get over that ever. That made me take an extra pool.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and boys and girls, we're going to get up out of here one time for Heather for definitely making this whole thing possible, okay? Y'all, please follow us everywhere. Instagram, YouTube. Just follow us. We got to go. All right? It's your boy, Big XL.
It's your dude, Spank.
We got a country rare report, man. We'll see y'all next time.
Peace.